Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much.
For how many years have we been doing this? 8 years?
23.
23. It feels like 8 years in dog years. Yep. About eight years. And changing formats. Lori Towers is me. Give me a little something.
Well, you didn't give me a chance to say to my right.
Well, that's
okay. The wonderful Lori Towers.
Yeah, I figured you were doing your own special.
The famously so Lori Towers.
Well,
people don't know who you are.
No, that's okay.
You try to hide behind that.
I hide behind
the microphone,
yeah,
right?
Well, whatever.
With the hat on.
I wear my gray today. I got my gray on.
Yes, I got my gray on today.
In today's show, we have. This is a great.
I just got that. You said it all day.
I got the gray on. Why did you just get
that? Stupid of me. That was a brain.
It's okay, brain fart.
There you go. Holy moly.
What's nice about today is we have Victoria Marie, who has a movie release, Grey's the New Blonde.
I'm so excited.
And what's nice is the way you meet people. I always think things are magical. You meet people in happenstance. We're having a show that day with Catherine Scotto, who does our Great Pride
segment.
And then Victoria called in from, she was on the set of her movie, Grey's the New Blonde. And she didn't have much time, but she had the time to call in and tell us, you know, a little, whatever she could fill us in on at that time. And it's so nice.
And we kept thinking it was that prank call.
We get these prank callers. When you have any show online, you just have.
So we were debating whether to pick it up or not, is where I was getting at.
Always open to.
Yes.
And we don't have a 7-second delay.
No.
That's the problem. So
we are live.
We get a crank, they come through. And
is it crank or prank?
Crank. It's the same thing.
That's what people say, crank or prank. I never got that.
It's really the same thing.
Like gray or gray.
Ah,
see what I'm saying?
How clever you
yes.
are. How clever you are.
I try sometimes.
Bringing everything around to. Yes, thank you. I thank you for her. And that's what makes this show great. Because Lynn has no idea what she's doing. But I catch her. I catch her, and that's all that matters. But anyway, so
I'm going to tell you, audience, if you saw us live, you would appreciate
it. We have a lot of fun in the studio. We really do have a lot of fun in the studio.
We
do. The thing is, when you have chemistry, you could do whatever you need to do, and you land exactly where you're supposed to land, and that's what we do every week on Wednesday. But what's nice about this show is our audience is relatively the same age we are.
Yes.
And a lot of people, and you were saying a lot of people that they're following you on Instagram, this one lady had changed her head to
grow in her grays. She was tired of, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
Constantly dyeing it.
Yeah.
Which is, it becomes monotonous.
I guess so,
it does.
Yeah.
I haven't dyed my hair in like 4 months.
That's fine. I mean, I don't.
But I don't have a lot of gray. A lot of people go fast. But, you know, mine looks like it's just drab.
It's highlights. No,
it's drab. I think it's drab.
Okay.
But I don't care, you know. I really don't care. I'll probably dye it at one point just to even it out. But
you know, it's funny because I always hear, and since we've had our segments, and, of course, when Victoria came on the first time, you listen a little bit more acutely to people, to women, when they're saying, you know what, I was going to go gray, and then I had a job interview. And then there's always a reason. Then my daughter's sweet 16.
Right.
Whatever it was,
well,
there was always a reason to not do it.
Everybody's judgmental and opinionated. That is just the way of the world, and it will never change. Will never change. Same thing as we'll never have world's peace. It'll never change.
That's
your point?
Well, that's the shame of it is you're probably right.
No, I know I'm right.
But the truth is, again, we have to develop a society where,
yeah, good luck.
Women, no. I think this is the starting point. Women are accepted to decide to let their hair grow
certain women
the way men do,
right,
and the way men are applauded and seen.
We have become a society that we're standing against it right now is what's happening. I think it's become very big, and God bless Victoria for making this movie because this is the new generation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Things have to change, but there's always going to be those naysayers in the corner saying something, and they usually get their own
that's
little
okay.
click also.
I think that's okay.
That's going to always be.
I think, look, I applaud people. I don't expect all my friends to have the same opinions I do. That's what makes life beautiful.
Yes.
But as long as the percentage is smaller, because truthfully, you should be allowed to look however you want,
mm-hmm.
whether I agree with it or not, and as long as it doesn't hurt your health. You know, because
right.
you and I have had dialogues with people
mm-hmm.
being overweight.
Sure.
But the thing is, as long as it's not hurting your weight, your lifestyle in any way, live the way you want.
Live and be free.
That's the whole thing. So
that's
why we have to, when Rock Hudson, when Cary Grant decided, I'm not going to look at
you. Yeah, we're
going to
get into the
hair.
Women, men thing then.
But
again.
It's always that. It's
right.
always that. This
but
is,
also women, too, are evil. Women are evil, too.
I don't know if they're evil.
They're evil.
No, listen to me. Listen to me, Elite Siegelman. They're not evil, but women have bought what men have sold for centuries. And that's where we have to change the dialogue.
Again, it becomes those cliques. The ones that are the naysayers, which are them, and the ones that we are trying to create a whole new generation of acceptance.
When we bring her on,
yes.
We're going to leave the lines open for anybody who wants to talk to us. 347-857-1867. And if you want to talk to her, that would be great. Talk to her about the movie, which is
mm-hmm.
going to be released
very
soon.
Yeah.
And she'll tell us all about that. But first, sponsoring the show, Elite Siegelman, this time of year, what better gift to somebody else is the gift of health?
Yes.
And the gift of being pain-free. And
yes.
Topperson has been a sponsor for a very long time. And I always say,
I swear by them.
They love us. Bruises love them more.
Mm-hmm.
Topperson is having Black Friday.
Not even bruises, cramps.
Everything.
You know,
well, you love that foot cramp.
Oh, my God.
Right?
It's great for foot cramps, great
yep.
for any
yep,
kind
yep,
of cramp.
Yep.
It really works. Take my word for it, because I get a lot of leg cramps and foot cramps.
25% off for Black Friday. And if you mention the show.
Wonderful. Wow.
You get a little bit more. But go to topperson.com, foot formula, anti-burn cream. A lot of people use the anti-burn cream for when they're...
For sunburn.
Not
yeah.
only that,
for,
this time of year.
Yeah, everybody's cooking.
Cooking.
Yeah,
yeah, you get the
turkey
flashing.
Cream.
Oh, yeah, you do. You do.
Doesn't tickle. I have to tell you
Topperson.com. That. Topperson.com. Mention us. She's raising the bar. They'll give you a little something extra.
Yeah.
Go to their website.
I swear by it.
And their landline is there, too,
mm-hmm.
and you speak to a lot of lovely people out there. But they sponsor us, been sponsoring us for the past 5 years. So we love them. And I think Victoria's on deck.
Yes, she is.
Bring her
I'm
on.
I'm going to bring her on.
Bring her on.
Welcome,
Victoria.
Hi.
Hi,
how are you?
Welcome
good
back.
Good morning for me.
Yes, it is morning
you.
Here.
Yeah,
1 o'clock for
I'm
us.
I'm still sitting here. Well, I wake up early and then I get on the computer and I start working.
Let me ask you first.
I'm still sitting in my pajamas.
Let me ask you first.
Nobody sees you.
How is everybody out there? Do you know anybody who's in the line?
Affected with
yeah.
the fire.
Not directly, no.
Thank God.
I don't. It's a
wood.
Little bit far from me, but I know some people. I did smell the smoke for a day, I think.
Thank God.
But some people that are closer to the fire could smell the smoke, I'm sure, a little bit more and longer than me. But I'm fine. What really is upsetting and just breaks my heart are all the
animals
that have
oh,
been
we were just
in
discussing
the past.
That before this.
Thank you.
All
I'm a huge animal lover, and
it just kills me. Yeah,
it just kills me.
We've been seeing the kittens and the cats.
Oh,
they're
I
all
can't.
Like, you know, their whiskers
I
are
can't.
All frayed. It's just so
I just,
sad.
We have three rescues, and I just said to my boyfriend last night, I'm going to call them because if nobody claims those kitties, I want to adopt them. And he's like,
good for you.
Well, Victoria, let's donate, but, you know, we're trying to get this movie picture lock, so think
yeah.
about what you're saying.
It's a lot more work.
I know.
Yeah, wait until after.
So,
and you got to be far away
yeah.
from the fires because the movie's coming out.
Yeah, so, but we're never in harm's way of anything because we live basically in downtown L.A.
Good.
And so that's not in any path of anything except an earthquake, so let's hope that doesn't ever happen.
No. When is the release date?
So the release date now, just due to weather considerations, is slated for the first week of March. Now, I'm working with a company, and I do discuss this in one of my updates on YouTube. It's actually the update, When, Where, How, that I discuss. I'm working with a company that facilitates nationwide theatrical showings.
Oh.
And so the first showing is here, of course, for a red carpet premiere here in Los Angeles. And I'm hoping for Saturday, March 2nd.
Okay.
Depending on what so I haven't solidified that yet, so it might be March 1st. It might be March 3rd, which wouldn't be a bad date because March 3rd is my birthday. So
oh,
I kind of
wow.
like it.
Oh,
but
Pisces
in
the house.
Pisces in the house, yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to have it on Saturday simply for people traveling in because I do know people will be flying in. So
Saturday
would
day.
Be ideal. Yeah.
So.
But these are movie theaters, high-end, Regal, AMC, Cinemark, those very well-known movie theater chains. So I have to see what is available for the date that
those
I want.
Dates. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's how
and
it works.
And the reason I'm doing March instead of basically January is because I was realizing, oh, people are flying in from the East Coast, and sometimes, you know, flights are canceled because of
sure.
snow, et cetera. And I didn't really want people to have to worry about that. Now, there's no guarantee. I mean, I'm from New York City, grew up there,
yeah.
lived there until 9/11,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen it snow in April.
Absolutely.
So,
I have to tell you, March is the worst month for us.
Yeah.
The worst
so,
month.
I just hope by having it in early March, but I don't want to push it any further out
mm-hmm.
because after that, I'm going to take it to the East Coast. I personally will be at the showing for North Carolina, where my family lives, and
mm-hmm.
New York, because New York City is my hometown.
Well, you let
and
us know because we'll
other,
be to that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm thinking May-ish for the East Coast, but then I will also have it showing throughout the U.S. in different cities, and I've yet to do an update for that, but essentially there will be an event host that will facilitate the showing in whatever city it's in, and I've had a lot of people reach out to me and say, I'll be an event host, which is basically
right.
what's needed for
yeah.
showings throughout the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
is to be an event host. And they would actually make some money on it, which is nice, too.
Nice.
They make a percentage from the ticket sales. So throughout the U.S., it'll be first here in L.A., March, and then it continues throughout the U.S. for the rest of the year. And who
you know,
knows beyond that, but that's the
you know,
that's the plan.
Have you seen the whole movie yet, like the completion of it?
We're almost done.
Yeah.
So my DP and I we're working night and day, just getting it ready for the sound person, the music person, the color person. So we'll have it finished, picture locked, in the next several weeks.
You know,
it's looking
so
really
my
good,
thought,
but it's scary.
Yeah, but you know what? My thought is this is the ultimate in liberation.
Oh, my God,
you know,
definitely.
Because
yeah.
women who feel, and I always say, again, whatever you feel beautifies yourself, whatever you feel good about, whatever makes you feel like a stronger, more productive woman,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
do
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
But for the women who just say, you know what, I want to go gray, and I would look... This is just empowering.
Yeah.
And the women
yes,
that are sitting on the fence, this
right.
might give them a little bit
push.
More incentive
yeah.
to say, you know what, it's okay.
It's okay,
yeah.
yes.
It's always
okay.
okay.
Well, this is what I've been hearing. I get a lot of messages, and I see posts that it's giving women permission to do this. And
yes.
when you know, united we stand, and the more people, the more women together who decide this is what I want to do, the greater the voice, the greater the
exactly.
message.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really is changing. I watched some, you know, we're using some news footage in the movie as well. And I watched some news footage just from 2012, and it's already outdated, which is a really good sign.
Yeah, because I
thought, no, I can't use that. That doesn't make sense anymore. It's not that way anymore.
Yeah.
And so my prediction is at some point in the future, it might take 20 years, but in
you
some
think
point
that long?
In the future.
You think that long? Wow.
Well, change is slow. Change.
Wow.
People hold on
That's
to
really
their
slow.
Views. Very sad. So,
did you hear earlier that I was discussing with Lori that it's always going to be critics. There's always going to be a critic no matter what.
Yeah, of course.
So what
I,
we have to do
sure.
is outnumber the critics.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
if we can do that, that's the best thing. It's never going to change.
There'll be no conversation. There'll be no conversation.
Right.
I just read a post in one of the private groups that I belong to on Facebook, one of the gray groups. I want to say I read this 3-4 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So this woman runs into a guy, I think she said that she hadn't seen since high school, but it was a long period of time that she had not seen this person.
Mm-hmm.
And she said before he even said hello, he said, "What's up with all the gray?"
Mm-hmm. What gives you that?
Are you
kidding? Come on.
Wow.
What,
I would have just walked away.
I would have said,
you know, F you and bye-bye.
Yeah, but the bigger question is, why is that even important to him? Why would he even notice, and why would he care what she's doing with her hair? Like,
right.
I'm sure he is not a perfect specimen. He's mm-hmm. not an Adonis. So, you know,
well,
boy.
Well, it comes with the opinions and the judgmental.
Now, see, this is where I
right.
say there is that man-empowered right to say something
mm-hmm.
like that, but women acquiesce to that.
Right.
So, you, again, if somebody
we
said that to me,
we do touch on
you,
that in the film.
Right.
Well, we touch on that in the film because that is very prevalent. But women are changing the way they
Thank
handle
God.
Themselves,
yeah,
too.
They're sticking up for themselves is what they're doing.
Right.
We don't
right.
have to
slowly,
we don't have to
slowly.
Go through that.
Right.
Well, the
what's
we have
really
we have
great
a word now.
We don't have to fit that into the stereotype.
Is what's happening now is that women who are embracing their gorgeous grays, they are now impacting in a positive way younger kids and how they view this. It's
mm-hmm.
not 100%, but at least little girls especially are seeing, oh, wow, that looks so pretty. And then they're thinking, that's what I want when I grow up, instead
right.
of thinking,
exactly.
oh, that's ugly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's going to continue.
It's how
in that
we're
vein.
Put in our heads at a certain age.
But see, that's the whole thing. I think
and you
little
know,
girls need to know that you could look beautiful at any age.
Right.
And that's what
well,
we need
I
to
Well, I think that the newer generation will accept that because it's not important
right.
to them anymore.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, but like we have to try to stop saying the naysayers. There's always going to be a naysayer in the corner.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Look, without
yeah,
the
there
naysayers,
will be, for sure.
we can't, you know, I'm always for a diversity. I'm
mm-hmm.
always for somebody who has a different opinion. That's fine. But the thing is, it's a matter of choice.
Yes.
And if I could not agree with you, but I will support whatever you're doing. And I think that's what we need to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Respectfully disagree.
That's
exactly.
Exactly.
Lori always
says
that.
Yeah. What's up with the gray? What's
right.
up with this person?
I can't even imagine. You know, I can't even imagine that. When you said that, I looked at Elite. I can't even imagine somebody saying
what
that.
What would you think? Did you put it in a perspective if a woman said that to you? Like a friend that you haven't seen in a long time. And
women
she,
do that all the time.
Yes.
They do that to other
so,
women all the time.
Right. So I don't know if is it a, it's just whatever is in your head. It's not supposed to be acceptable. That's just the way it is. But I think as like you're doing now for the newer generation to look at the possibility for us.
Mm-hmm.
I think
that's
a great
right.
thing.
Absolutely.
It's a great
yeah.
thing to put out
yeah.
there now. I think this is going to be a hit.
That's why I said 20 years, because it'll take a little while for people to not even think twice of, so what, she has gray hair. It won't even
right.
be a topic.
It's going to be a whole new generation.
As it is right now.
Right.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. As it is
you
know
what?
Now. What and thinking? There'll be no more. Mm-hmm.
No more naysayers.
I think the hardest part of the transition
It's going.
Oh yeah.
If you could just, you know, if you could suddenly turn gray overnight, I think that would be a lot easier than the transition,
mm-hmm.
which seems to look like, and this is what I've heard, and Victoria, since you've been on the show, I have listened a little bit more closely to women
mm-hmm.
who have said, you know what, I would love to do that, but it just looks sloppy. It just looks like I don't care.
Right.
And there's one part of me that's thinking, okay, I could see what they're coming, where they're coming
yeah,
from.
Yeah, no, I can
too. If you
a lot of
speaking,
women,
yeah,
yeah, a lot of women will do the pixie cut because it doesn't look
right.
good.
Right, it doesn't
but
look as sloppy. You don't
other
see the
women wear it very proudly and like this. But it depends on what type of work she does.
Right.
There's one woman, and she's actually one of the associate producers, Elizabeth Alfano, she had to wear a wig because she's on TV.
Oh,
and
wow.
And she couldn't have the skunks. So
wow.
she had, and she talks about it in the movie. So most women will, it's usually two ways. Either they'll get it cut really short, so it's very quickly, it's gray, or they just let it come in cold turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And it really depends on the woman, her lifestyle, what type of work she does.
Yeah.
I personally let it just come in cold turkey. I flicked it back. It was a very short period of time.
Was it?
After it was a few inches of growth, you only saw the dark part at the back
yeah.
of my head because I flicked it back in a ponytail, and it was fairly
oh, okay.
short.
Right.
But some women don't want to do that. They like wearing it long. And
mm-hmm.
So some women, and I have a lot of women that you'll see, they have it, they went cold turkey, and they have long hair, and they just let it come in. And
yeah.
so half of their head is that gray silver,
gray,
and
the
other
rest
half
is, the,
is
right,
the,
right.
the darker color. So it depends on a woman and her job and her lifestyle. But that is a hard, it is very hard, and a lot of women cave because they feel very self-conscious or they're getting a lot of negative
yeah.
feedback.
Yeah,
and
sure.
so they go and they re-dye it, which is fine. Honestly, that's kind of part of the journey. For a lot of women, they need to dye it. And then realize as soon as they've done it, most of the time, they really deeply regret it because now they're starting all over again. But
mm-hmm.
you have to go through that process to become very firm in your mind and not be swayed. And
yeah.
sometimes that's what it takes
yeah.
is to dye it. So that
True.
Transition is a difficult process for sure.
You know, I'm just going from a personal point of view. I think that I probably would feel like I caved if I was a platinum blonde for a lot of years. So I'm a dirty
mm-hmm.
blonde. So I don't really have anything go. I'm 56. I just turned 56 on Monday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Lori.
Thank you, darling.
Oh, happy belated.
Thank
That's
you,
right.
sweetheart.
Yeah.
But I don't really have grays coming in, and if I do, it looks kind of like my normal color.
Yeah, you can
so,
never tell on your hair.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna say I would feel like I caved into something by having to die because society would support my look.
You wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't. That's what
no,
I'm saying.
That's what, you're not caving.
That's what I'm
what
saying.
We're talking about you caving.
If I did,
oh.
I would feel that way.
No, she wouldn't do it anyway, Victoria.
I'm just saying.
Listen to her.
No, I'm just saying. But it's really a choice.
Of course
really
it is. But again, like she said, you could be swayed into it by people. The people around you say you look, you know, you don't
All
look so
time.
Good. Stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. Well, that would be nice, but a lot of people are pretty brutally
mm-hmm.
not
Very
nice.
Honest. And they think they're doing you
yeah.
a favor.
I mean, I just am always just astounded. I mean, would we ever walk up to someone and say, wow, it looks like you've gained about 10 pounds. What's
yeah.
up?
We never
no, would. We wouldn't do that.
No.
That's the shame.
And what is the difference between gray hair and you gain 10 pounds?
But
to me,
see,
it's the same thing.
You wouldn't think
you're putting down my looks.
Somebody.
You're
exactly.
putting down my looks. It's the same thing.
You wouldn't
yeah.
dream. I mean,
right.
I wouldn't dream about it.
I don't know. I don't
or, you know, whatever it is that you choose to do, get a tattoo, get
yeah.
a, you know, some piercing somewhere.
Yeah.
Why
would
it impact
you, yeah.
another person?
Why
would you care? Okay, that's the way they like
because
to
Because they
look.
Have no life and they have to care about your
Unfortunately,
life.
Unfortunately, I hate to say it.
That's
Lee,
probably
you're
it.
Right.
Yep.
Because the thing is we kind of quell our shortcomings by making fun of others.
Yes.
And it's just why?
Well,
yeah.
that's where bullies are from.
So,
that's what I'm saying.
Right. So it has been discussed in many of the groups, which I really believe this is what it really is when someone, whether it is a man or a woman, shames a woman for deciding to grow gray. It's really about them and their personal feelings on the aging process and the fact that they don't themselves want to get older. And
so
that,
they're
going to
blame you.
Because aging is not kind to the human body. It's not kind.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to hold on to feeling good and looking good, but we're all getting older. And thank God we're getting older because
exactly
what's the alternative, right?
That's exactly right. It's the science.
It's their personal feeling about getting older that they then project onto that woman.
Mm-hmm.
So that man that walked up to that woman and said, "What's with the gray?" He has his own internal struggles and issues with getting older.
Yeah.
So this is a topic of discussion in many of the groups. It really has a lot to do with the person saying the negative, shameful comment. So it doesn't, but you know, we do get our feelings hurt. So I can understand often why women cave. But I'm like you. I'd say, you know what? F you.
Yeah. Live your own life. Who cares?
Yeah.
But
I would say, and your point is,
right. Exactly. Well, that's
the whole
thing.
That's the New Yorker in me.
Yeah. Well, you're talking to two New Yorkers right now. So
I know.
You go.
I know. So you develop a thick skin because if you don't, you're not going to last in New York.
You're going to cave.
So you better develop. Yeah, you better develop that thick skin because but I'm a product of my environment. I grew up in New York City. I was there my entire life.
No.
And I only left at the age of 40 after 9/11. So New York City is deeply ingrained in my whole being. And so we are a tough group of people. And so, but, you know, other people come from smaller cities and towns where they don't have to be tough in order to survive. And so sometimes people's comments are so hurtful.
Yep.
And it's really unnecessary.
Because
it's
such a
really
small town, and everybody knows everybody. It's just very judgmental because it's too small. But the whole thing is, why would you want to hurt somebody's feelings? That's always my thought. Why would I want
to
make
talking to me?
Ruin somebody?
I'm always afraid of hurting people's feelings.
Can't imagine that.
I don't know.
But an equal amount of women to men say not nice things. It's not just a man saying it's, and often the research has shown most younger guys think the gray silver is awesome. They love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the older guys in their 50s and 60s who really are not comfortable with a woman.
I wonder they're not
gray.
Used
most,
to it. They're not used to it. They brought up with their mothers, you know, dyeing their hair, and their, you know, it's their generation.
Yeah.
But, and the other thing is, most men, as they get older, they want to be with a younger woman because then society, like, they'll show society, oh, I could have a younger woman. So if he's now with a woman who has gray hair, what does that say about him to himself? Younger guys, they think it's cool. They think it's fabulous. This is by and large. But there's, you know, some older men, they're very supportive of their girlfriends and wives, too. But I think a majority of older men are not on board. And then, you know, the research has shown that women in our age group, if they don't dye their hair, they're not that particularly supportive. And as a woman who doesn't dye her hair, and this is always, not always, but for the most part, the attitude from women who decide not to dye their hair is this. If you want to dye your hair, I support you 100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do whatever makes you happy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But don't find fault with me because I don't want to dye my hair.
Right.
We are not trying to convert women to die, to stop dying. We're not doing that. It's a matter of whatever your personal choice is. Silver, gray, white is just another color. And if you really look at the silver gray, it's really a very pretty color. But it's not right for everyone.
Beautiful on you.
Thank you. It's really white these days. It's getting whiter and whiter. As you get older, I guess the you lose more and more pigment.
But if you look at the Hollywood starlets of yesteryear, Jean Harlow was white. Platinum Blonde is white. I'm sorry.
No, because it was black and white.
Marilyn Monroe.
Yep.
It was white.
Come on. So what is the difference? Why is there this stigma attached to it?
Since Color came out, that's the problem.
But Color still.
You know, I'm only kidding.
No, Jean Harlow looked the same in color she did in black and white. White.
Because most women don't start off with that very white. Yeah. They start off with a very salt and pepper, a lot of pepper. And then as you age, you lose more and more pigment to your hair.
Yeah.
So you get more and more salt. You become whiter and whiter, because I've looked at photos from 10, 12 years ago, and I had a lot more dark running through it. And then over the years, I lose, that makes sense. So I think a lot of women, when they are in their 30s, they have just a lot of dark there, a lot of pepper, and then their silver starts to come in there. The salt comes in. So over the years, they get more and more white or platinum, if you will. And people have thought in certain lighting situations, oh, you're a platinum blonde.
Yeah.
No, not really.
No,
this is my natural. Natural gray white hair. Yeah. So that's the difference. But you know, it's really interesting because I have a segment in the film that talks about if we could see more women with their natural gray, silver, white hair on the big screen and the little screen, that would really start the whole movement moving at a very rapid pace.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look around, there's very few women that we see on either, whether in the movies or in TV shows, that are pulled together, that are hip and chic and fashionable. I'm not talking about the grandmother.
That's been
a staple. I'm not talking about the grandmother that's, you know, in clearly the grandmotherly type, with the short curly hair, the glasses, not that. I'm talking about the hip, chic woman who's rocking that gray, silver, white hair and is pulled together, very fashionable. That we are not really seeing. We saw it with Meryl Streep in The Devil Wears Prada.
Absolutely.
She looked fantastic. It's that type of woman. But we're just not seeing it yet.
No.
When we do... And we talk about this in the film. When we do, things will change a little more rapidly, and it'll get there. I really believe it'll get there.
It certainly will. You know, and I always applaud Jamie Lee Curtis for what she did. I think it was Vogue.
Me too.
She said, "I want you to photograph me the way I am, no filter, a little heavy, whatever, and the way I am."
Right.
And that's the whole thing. Her thing was, the women that you see in magazines don't exist. They just don't exist. So,
and we talk about that very issue too.
Yep.
We have a huge segment on that even the women that we see in the magazines, they don't exist either.
Exactly.
That's not the way they really look. If they walked in front of us at a party or in our front door, they wouldn't look like they do
on the magazine.
So we talk about that because it's really important, because women cannot get away from the fact that they are constantly judging themselves against what we see in the magazines. But
the problem is we have to tell people that you can't be perfect.
But see, this is the brilliance of the movie, because it has nothing to do with gray being the specific product here.
It's
about being okay with who you are.
Embracing yourself and your age.
It could be gray. It could be a little bit heavier. It could be. It's not the Barbie doll stereotype that that we're promoting.
Mm-hmm.
That's really it.
Right. Right, right. So I would say that's huge because we can't help but want to look like that, although it's impossible. Nobody looks like that. Even the models themselves don't look like that.
There's no such thing as perfection. That's the problem with these days. Everybody wants to be perfect.
Look, we all grew up in the same generation. And to look like a Barbie doll, you'd have three of your...
I don't want to look like a Barbie doll.
But what I'm trying to say is three of your lower ribs...
Yeah, get out of here.
It doesn't happen.
Right.
So what we're telling little girls is you're looking at something that's impossible.
Right, right.
That's it.
Right, right, right. And so even though this is a documentary about the outdated views towards women with gray hair, the bigger message is to push the conversation forward about women and the way they view themselves in general and the way, not just for gray is the new blonde and the gray hair, but it certainly is helping support the conversation.
Absolutely.
Because it's about body image too.
Yeah, it's about loving yourself. Love yourself for who you are and what you are, no matter what.
Right.
Doesn't matter what kind of hair color, doesn't matter what kind of clothes you wear.
Yep.
Just love yourself. That's it.
And that's happening slowly.
Yeah.
That's happening slowly. Things are changing for the better. Definitely for the better.
I think it always will. Yeah, it always will. Hopefully, yeah.
You know, and that's one thing I always say about this administration. Whatever side you are on about it, it's moving women forward.
Yes.
It's causing us to
have a voice
and say, you know what?
Yeah.
This is bullshit. Mm-hmm. We can't live like this. Our daughters can't live like this. And, you know, we always say our daughters. Our sons shouldn't live like this.
No.
Because you know what?
Right.
If I had a son, I would want him to marry a woman of his equivalent.
I think the sons hate them more.
And I would want somebody that's compatible to my son and an equal partner.
Yep.
And that's what we're doing with all of this. And I think that's
one of the women in the movie, Victoria Flynn, she talks about how she wants to, part of why she wants to do what she's doing with her hair is to show her grandkids.
Yeah.
Two girls and two boys who are like, I don't know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, somewhere in there, that this is beautiful, that hair color, and these are her words exactly, does not define a woman, that she can be beautiful no matter what color she has, and she's wanting it to impact in a positive way their view on what a woman looks like with gray hair and see it in a positive light. And Monique Tarrant also touches on this. So it wasn't Monique Tarrant. It was, I can't remember now, but one of them said, she came up to me in the park and said, Dr. Bella McLeod. She said a little girl came up to her in the park and said, oh, your hair is so pretty. And she said, because she said she was about 3 years old, what's so pretty about it, seeing if she could appreciate the color of it being silver, gray, white. And she said, it's just so pretty. And so
probably because it's different. Right.
And it is a pretty color. It's a pretty color.
It's a very pretty color.
It really is.
It's a beautiful color. It really is.
Right.
I always love gray hair
on
women.
So.
I think it looks so sophisticated. It really does. It makes you look sophisticated, knowledgeable, smart, all
and
that.
It brings out all your, if you have light eyes, it brings out your eyes.
Oh, all that,
beautiful.
Yeah. But I think it's just beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's really pushing that conversation forward in general. And I'm happy to be at the forefront, helping it along.
Yes, it's a great feeling.
Because,
let me
tell you about a little more info before it becomes 11 o'clock and then I have to jump off.
Go ahead.
So the release is, as I was saying earlier, in early March to be solidified very soon, and then I'll do another update on that. In the meantime, and this is the number one question I am getting by the thousands, whether it's a Facebook message, something on YouTube or Instagram, or just someone who's emailed me from the website, are you bringing it to, and then fill in the blank as to wherever they are in the world, whether it's somewhere in Europe, whether it's somewhere in Asia, whether it's here in the U.S. in a smaller town, are you going to show this movie here where I live?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, initially the two ways in which they can see it,
okay,
which I've already touched on, is that theatrical, and this is only in the U.S., the theatrical release. The other way, and this is before I put it onto the streaming platforms, whether that's Netflix or Amazon, what have you, the other way is by having a DVD, which are available right now on the website.
Beautiful.
For pre-ordering.
Oh, wow.
And you can do either a uniquely numbered or a uniquely numbered and autographed copy. And your name will appear in the closing credits.
I love it.
If you do a pre-order before we're done with the film. I mean, once we get the film picture locked and it goes to the DVD replication company, then I couldn't put any more, even if the DVDs are still available for sale, I can't put anyone on those closing credits. So for now, for the next at least, I want to say, 5-6 weeks, the pre-orders, whoever is pre-ordering and has been pre-ordering for the last, I guess it's about 4 weeks now, their names will be in the closing credits. So that enables people anywhere in the world, no matter where they are, to see that DVD
as soon as it's
released.
So
it's really
cool.
It really is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so those are the two ways that people will be able to see it come March, whether they've ordered, pre-ordered that DVD, and it'll get shipped out just as the movie is going to the premiere. Because, of course, I can't have that movie available somewhere else before the premiere. But the premiere being that first weekend in March, those DVDs will go out right at that same time. So as soon as it goes to the premiere, the DVDs will be available, and it doesn't matter where you live, you can see the movie.
I love it.
And then down the road, maybe 6 months, maybe a year, I will look to put it, and my goal is Netflix, but Netflix is highly curated, so we'll see about Netflix. But there's other options, Amazon, iTunes, etc.
Yeah. Hulu.
So that's important. That's really exciting, and it's a great way for someone to make sure they see that movie. And it doesn't matter if they're outside of the U.S. I am going to have the DVDs formatted to be viewed and all the DVD players throughout the world. There's a way to do it because
the formatting
has to be specific to the country.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
You know, my inclination is to think Europe is a little bit more progressive than we are. Unfortunately, that's the way it is. So I'm hoping that, you know, again, getting the message out here is the most important thing, because we're as much as we think we're progressive, we're a little bit more conservative than most people
mm-hmm.
think, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping things change.
Yeah. So, I hope things change with the release of the movie.
Yeah.
Well, that too.
That's
going to
happen.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping it doesn't take 20 years.
No, we could hope, but, you know, she's talking about a whole new generation.
No,
we'll
no, 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 I'm thinking 5 years, 10 years.
We'll see. Things are, like I said, that some news footage that I looked at from just, what was it, 6 years ago, it's already, some of it was already outdated. Like, wow, that's no longer true anymore. That's outdated.
Yeah.
Like, so that was encouraging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was encouraging. Yeah.
Hmm. So I mean, it. I'm thinking it has to be really, really
something that is the magnitude of being part of a process. Again, going gray is the least of it, but being part of a movement that empowers women, that's really
right.
It.
Yeah.
Grays, forget about that. But this is part of a movement that has been so crucial since 2016, women's right to choose. And this is really a right to choose.
Yeah,
choosing how you look, choosing how I think it's just an amazing thing.
And you're going to be behind that, Victoria.
Yeah.
Hold on to that.
Yeah,
I think it's great.
Embrace that.
I do get messages about this all the time, which, you know, I don't really see it like that because I'm in the process of just doing. So, you know, I don't really think, I'm at the forefront and I'm doing this. And I'm just kind of putting one step in front of the other, just like all of us, right?
Right.
So, but I do get messages to that effect all the time, how this is really helping women, not only with just deciding they want to embrace their gray hair, but women in general and in terms of the bigger picture.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, this is fantastic. I mean, I'm very happy to be a part of this and to see this unfold before my eyes, because that's really what it is.
It's going to be.
I don't think too much about that. I just I just keep doing what I'm doing. I keep staying the path.
One step at a time.
And having a really good time with it at the same time.
I'm sure.
My DP, who is also my boyfriend, he is he makes me laugh all the time, and so as a result, we're just having a great time putting this together. Because
he's helped you with the movie.
Serious person. Yeah. Oh, he's a director of photography. He's made this movie move forward. Dave Nelson, he's made this movie move forward. But, no, without him, it wouldn't be where it is today. But I tend to be a very serious and very focused and very driven, and I'm a boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
And he just... And
slows
he
you down.
Like, he just said, and laugh makes me laugh at myself at times. So that it's refreshing and it's fun.
Yeah.
Because I do tend to get extremely serious about things.
You know,
it keeps me kind of
nice is not having a male partner that's threatened by your success.
Mm-hmm.
And that
is
a big thing.
Yeah.
No,
trust
not at
me,
all.
It's a big thing.
No, not at all. Not at all. No, not one bit. I've even said, let's do a video together, and he's for YouTube, and they're not, no, I just want to stay in the background. You do the video.
That's a nice thing.
Yeah.
So
because
he's on the team, page of the website, as is everyone. So he's on the team page, and you can read his bio there, or someone listening can read his bio there as well. So,
his name
is Dave Nelson. You'll see, right under my photo.
Oh, okay.
He's right under my photo. Yeah.
Okay.
All of the team members, and I actually have to add two more team members to that page. But it's like
Lori
everything.
What's
that?
Are you laughing at?
No, I was going to say Lori spelled L-A-R-U-R.
What are you talking about?
No, because she said she had two more team members.
Oh, okay. That's
I was kidding. And my last name is spelled Z-I-E.
Go back to your sound effects, Elaine. Go back to your sound
I'm kidding with you, Victoria. I'm just kidding around.
I always enjoy a good laugh, believe me.
Good. There you go.
Before
me
you
too.
Leave the show, because I know you got to go. Give us. We're gonna obviously put everything.
Yeah, Lori will do that.
Page tomorrow.
L-A-U-R.
Shut up, you. But tell us anything that you didn't. If we didn't talk about anything you wanted to mention while you were on the air, give it to us now.
Yes.
Say again. I'm sorry, I don't follow.
You spoke about the DVD. Is there a website to get that DVD?
Thank you, Elaine.
Yes. grayisthenewblonde.com. And that's G-R-A-Y,
right.
Not G-R-E-Y.
That's why I questioned it before,
and,
yes.
Because
and
I was right.
Put in,
go ahead, wait, let her finish.
And make sure you put an E on the letter, on the word blonde.
Mm-hmm.
I discovered there is a grayisthenewblonde.com without the E on the end.
Really?
And
wow.
apparently it's because I got the correct spelling, blonde, first, and so she had to figure out a way to get the .com without any, you know,
without
and so she took the E off.
Right.
Wow,
so
okay.
Just make sure you do the, it's grayisthenewblonde.com. G-R-A-Y and an E on the end.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, we'll put everything up on that.
But
page.
Yeah,
that's
you
not
for,
a problem.
Thank you for asking, because I didn't think to say, yeah, the website.
Oh,
yeah, the
course.
Website is grayisthenewblonde.com.
and we'll have you on
Twitter.
Yeah.
And it's on Instagram and Facebook, and it's hard to keep up with social media, I'll tell you.
Oh,
really
I know.
And for anyone who is listening, I just want to say I truly wish I could answer and comment on every single post, but it's in the hundreds of thousands, and I wouldn't be able to do anything else, but I always feel so bad. I feel guilty, like, I want to, because people say such nice things, and I'm trying to get the picture done, the movie done, so a lot of times I don't even get on social media for a day or two.
You should hire social media experts for yourself.
I'm thinking of well, there's no budget to actually hire and pay someone, but I'm thinking of getting an intern. So you end up doing a lot for yourself. You end up doing a lot of things yourself. And the movie has been done largely with almost no budget. I'm not talking, you know, for a low budget movie in Hollywood, you're talking about $500,000. We're like on the zero budget. That's our budget.
You don't need a movie set. You don't need anything. You just need interviews, footage, and stuff like that to make a point.
We've been really creative.
We've been
very lucky. We've had a lot of things available to us for free. So we definitely have been very lucky in that regard. I mean, the equipment that we've used to actually film the movie, that's been all for free. That would have cost a pretty penny, but we got lucky, and it just worked out. And a lot of the different locations that we went to for filming these interviews, all for free. We just got lucky.
Wow.
And then, of course, you know, everyone on the team. Everyone on the team, no one's collected any type of salary or nothing, zero.
Nothing.
We've all taken
money
out of our pockets to go to these locations. Yeah, but that's, I think, how a lot of independent films get made.
It does.
And so an intern is probably where I would need to go as far as social media.
Yeah,
and I think
for
someone who wants to have a career in that area of,
it would be a perfect thing
of media, this would be a great way for them to cut their teeth and learn the craft. So
and they know
and,
it
and
very well.
Yeah,
they know it better than we do.
They
know it better than we do. So get an intern. That's a great idea.
Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking about at this point, because I really do need help with social media. It's gotten way out of it's gone beyond me at this point.
But that's good. That's a good job.
But anyway,
thank you, darling.
I want to say have a happy Thanksgiving.
And you too, darling. Thank you very
much.
Same
to you and yours.
I will for sure.
And you'll be on again before March.
Before March, yes.
Yeah, right before the release.
Big debut.
So that it's going to be exciting. And of course, by then I'll know when we will be there in New York City, so you guys can attend.
Elite and I might fly out there. What do you think of that? We might.
That would be awesome.
We might fly out there.
Laurie says we might fly out there.
Yeah,
so we're flying out.
Maybe we might do a live shoot there. That'd be good.
That would be awesome.
You'll keep me
and
posted.
It's very nice.
Yes.
It's very nice here in March.
Believe me, I know.
Nice here in March, so that's the problem.
I know. Every year I had my birthday It would always be raining or snowing.
No, windstorms, all those storms back in March.
Yeah, and my sister has her birthday in July, and it was always beautiful.
Oh, no, I know.
The heat, the sun.
You know. Yeah. Oh,
Thank you, darling.
I'm a big fan of warm weather anyway.
Me too.
All right. Anyway, thank you so much for
having me. Thank you so much. Good luck. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you, darling.
And we'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, hon. Victoria Marie. Yeah.
That was wonderful.
It really was. Yeah. I thought we should go out there.
Pleasure every time she's on, right?
I want to do the red carpet.
Yeah.
You don't want to do it?
Of course I do.
If it's a Friday, we do a weekend?
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Definitely.
Do a couple of live feeds. I think it's a great thing. And you know, she's making such...
No, I wish her the best of luck. I really do, because it's really a movement.
It's hard.
It's a movement forward for us.
Exactly. You know, I always think about, and I think I spoke about this, Desi Arnaz in I Love Lucy. Desi Arnaz was probably, maybe 38,
mm-hmm.
but he was going gray. And he just had black shoe polish. In
his hair?
Yeah.
He didn't want to go gray? Is that what it was?
The sponsors and everything wanted somebody to look a little bit younger.
Mm-hmm.
And he just was going prematurely gray, and
he just had shoe polish. Yeah. That's funny. I mean, now they have the sprays. They have
everything. And Desi Arnaz, who had, you know, the Desi Lu Productions,
mm-hmm.
he knew he had to look a little younger. So.
Yeah, I guess. It's hard when you're, you know, you're a figure on... in people's faces every day.
He didn't have anything to worry about.
Well, in those days, you know, we don't know. Things are so backwards then.
You know, the thing with Desi Arnaz is they thought he was a communist, so he always had to look over his shoulder.
Really?
Yeah. So he was worried about anything, so he made sure he, you know, was all his I's dotted and his T's crossed,
mm-hmm.
so...
I loved him.
Yeah, he was great. It's funny because they worked so well together.
Oh, my God. They were perfect. Perfect.
So, thank you to Victoria Marie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
One more time. Now, who are we talking about now? What's our next sponsor up on tap?
Belcor.
Yes.
Let me tell you something, Elite. Belcor. If you want, and this is a great product for after the marathon, because if you want to recover as far as musculature and circulation, so Belcor is the product. You can't always get to a massage therapist.
No.
And sometimes if you get to a massage therapist, it's a lot of money. So you have the Body Buffer by Belcor. And this is what you use to bring the circulation back to the areas that you need it. And we just had the New York Marathon. What was it, November 6th?
I think so. It was early November.
So. Boston Marathon, I think, was a little... Was it after or before?
I think it was before.
Before, okay.
Before.
So this is what you need.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you need because...
How about if you just after you worked out?
Okay. Elite, I am so happy you
That's
said that.
That's what I'm saying.
That.
It's not just for marathon runners. No. Right.
You could have, if you want cellulite to look a little bit more...
Smoother?
Less visible. Look, I'm going to be honest with you. Nothing will take away cellulite, but if you want to look a little less visible, this is what you need. Belcor. And if you want to...
Doesn't it do also myofascia release?
No, myofascia release is not that.
No? Oh, I could have sworn it.
No, yeah, I think you look through the notes again. It's not that. But this is a good product, the Body Buffer. If you have somebody in your household that does
any kind of activity.
Lily, go look at your vodka over there, please. Do me a favor. Go look at your sound effects. if you want anything that actually will the athlete in your life, if you want something that would help them recover a little bit, Body Buffer by Belcor is really what you need, because it will enhance whatever the sport of their choice is. Recovery is the answer, and that's really it. You know, people think, okay, well, you know, I got to do this, da, 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 da. Recovery is really all you need for any type of sports that you encourage. Elite's laughing. What are you laughing for, Elite?
Let's end the show, Gracie.
Ready. I don't know what you're talking about.
Ready?
But Belcor.com.
Yes.
I think they just got their body buffers in. And I think they'll be available for probably a holiday shipment.
Oh, sure, yeah. That's why they got them in.
Yes, so Body Buffer for Belcor. And even if you don't get it in for the holidays, for the new year, how could you go wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're doing.
No, it really is a great product.
Belcor.com. And Nancy Donahue, who is always on the show and is part of a roundtable, she's always a lovely addition. But that's her.
That's her product.
That's
her
product.
Yeah, and we stand by her and her product.
Because she's actually an athlete herself.
Yes, she is. She's a huge athlete.
She's an athlete, and we endorse her, and we love her on the show. So, Belcor.com. Elite,
we ready to take it out?
What the hell is wrong with
Goodbye,
you?
Goodbye, everybody.
Wait a second. Want to wish everybody.
Oh, yes, we have to. Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy holiday.
You know what? And be thankful for the blessings you have around you,
yes.
The memories. Whatever it is that is tomorrow for you, is a wonderful thing, but also have the blessings of the memories that you have,
mm-hmm.
for the people that meant something to you and might be just around you in memory. That's what Thanksgiving is about. So that's what we leave you with. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Make it memorable. Make it something that you treasure always in your heart. And we'll see you next week.
You ready, Jimmy Swaggart?
Go ahead, darling. Take us home, Nina.
One, two.